It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
Welcome to another edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, proud to be part of Catholic Radio Indy. And this show, Catholic Sports Weekly, is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. For more information on that great organization, go to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Well, it's a big week of football again. We'll talk a little bit about all that in just a second. But before we go forward or look back or anything, I want to say a big attaboy to Mike Kirshner, the coach at Ben Davis. I don't know if you saw any of this over the last several days. Last Friday night, Ben Davis played Warren Central. And after the game, always a big rivalry, you know, the kids just go at it really hard. After the game, he brought both teams together, and he talked about faith, he talked about family, he talked about football. This was right after the game, so you got to remember, here's two teams that just left it all out on the field. Ben Davis won the game. But this is a big battle every year, and both schools have experienced tragedy off the field. They've had young men from their teams die in tragic accidents or tragic situations in the neighborhood, so to speak. And what Coach Kirshner talked about with them was about you have to be responsible. You have to step up. You have to take care of your fellow man. They may wear a different helmet on their head on Friday nights. They may have a different school's name on their jersey. But first and foremost, we are people of God, and we are people that need to take care of one another. And it was just a great message. Matter of fact, while this is Catholic Sports Weekly, I do want to get Coach Mike Kirshner on the show and talk a little bit more about what he did last Friday night and how he helped maybe heal not just one community, but two, and bringing those two communities together. So I just wanted to say thank you, Coach Mike Kirshner of Ben Davis, for who you are and what you do. And we need more guys like you. And there are a lot of guys like you out there. We just don't hear the stories as well. Let's look back a little bit to what happened last week with college and high school football and the pros. I know Colts fans just dropped 0-2, so that was another tough one. And they're actually, I always love the way they say this. They say favored to lose. Now, how are you favored to lose? But the odds makers have instilled, I guess, Cleveland as the favorite. The Browns, the favorite against the Colts at home this Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. Notre Dame, they got another win. They beat Boston College. They're at Michigan State next. That's this weekend. And in high school football, how about Roncalli? Well, they have now won 20 straight football games. That's 15-0 last year, now 5-0 this season. Their coach, Scott Marsh, will join us a little bit later here on Catholic Sports Weekly. He is our featured guest this week. Now, this is something else. When you think about 20 straight victories, the Rebels beat Cecina 38-7. That was the first loss of the year for the Crusaders. But the Roncalli Rebels look like they have reloaded, and they look very, very good marching forward. And I'm looking forward to talking with Coach Scott Marsh in just a bit. Guerin Catholic is also now 5-0. They beat Broad Ripple 56-14. And Ritter is 5-0. Other winners last week included Brebeuf and Chittard. Cathedral lost again. The Irish have dropped to 1-4. It's tough for them to find in-state opponents. They keep playing schools outside the state, and they're finding out there's some real good football all around the region. So Cathedral, as you know, they'll get it dialed in time for tournament time here in Indiana, but we wish them the very best as they go forward. This week, a couple games of the week. Chittard playing at Guerin Catholic. That ought to be a real good one, and if you're looking for just a football game to go see this Friday night, I would head north to Noblesville and go to Guerin Catholic, because that's going to be a good football game. Chittard on the road at Guerin Catholic, and then Brebeuf plays at Roncalli. So we'll talk more about that game in just a bit with Coach Scott Marsh. Now, CYO is where all this kind of gets started. This week, I wanted to get kind of the perspective from a dad, a guy named Fred McClain. He's now at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, but he's very involved as a faith-filled Catholic man. He's had two kids who grew in faith as young people, thanks in part to the CYO experience.
Tell me what's going on with you, and we talk about CYO Sports. CYO Sports has been a big part of your life the last several years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, my son and daughter were involved, and I really enjoyed mentoring and leading young people in CYO sports, and it meant a lot to me during that time period. They're now in high school, so it's changed a little bit, but it was a great experience for all of us.
You've said before what it means for kids to be involved in athletics and how it helps shape them and really mold them into what they become as young adults, right?
Yeah, it really does. I've seen it now. It's a past life now that I've been through, and I see not only my kids but also the kids that I coached, and see them how they've developed and become young men and women with a purpose and with working with teamwork, and really just it molds them for the future of how to live in the world. Because if you're not working within a team, you're outside the team, which really doesn't work well in the work environment or in school and projects. And so my kids are juniors and seniors in high school, and I can see how they now fill the role of being a Christian Catholic within their groups of friends, I guess I'll put it that way. And yeah. it still is a great way for them to get a basis of I think the sports thing is a basis for everything, and being a good person.
Talking with Fred McLean, who's a parishioner at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, heavily involved, worked with Shepherd Insurance.
Yes.
And that's a good Christian faith-based group too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Many people know Dave Shepherd and Billy Shepherd of Mr. Basketball fame. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very competitive organization. We love sports. We have a program called our Operation Shepherding, which actually is helps in the community and lots of different not-for-profits. But it seems like everything always comes back to sports with Shepherd because of the background of basketball. We have actually, I think, 8 or 9 golf pros that work,
wow,
the former golf pros that work in our business. And so, you know, that's one thing about the sports, too, is that that we found in golf pros that you have to be honest, you have to work on your own, you have to be dedicated to your craft. And that's the kind of thing about sports, and golfing definitely gets that, because mm-hmm. you're not accountable to anyone other than yourself.
Yeah.
And so that drives a lot of what we do in our business and insurance business, is you have to be dedicated to your clients and your associates. That that really helps with that sporting background. It really does.
We talk a lot of football on this show, Catholic Sports Weekly. But you're a volleyball dad now, and volleyball at the high school level. Your son plays volleyball at Guerin Catholic. That is taking on another level, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I think those of us in CYO sports and see our kid as the biggest kid on the team or the best basketball player in CYO sports, and you never know where it's going to go. Yeah. And so my son was one of the biggest kids in middle school, and he stopped growing, and found volleyball, and Guerin Catholic just this last year had their first men's volleyball team. And so he wasn't sure, but he joined, and at first by setting the ball he was shooting a jump shot, and he's figured out how to actually set the ball, and I think they ended up like 14th or 15th ranked in the state. Wow. Out of 38 schools that do men's volleyball. And it was a great first year experience, and they learned a lot. They've got a great young coach, and I think the freshman class is coming in is really good, and so I think they're going to be a really good volleyball program. But I have never really watched volleyball that much until this past year. You know, we all get involved in our whatever our kids are doing, but I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. It's a great sport. Once again, team. You know, you really have to work within the team. It's probably more of a team sport than a lot of things, because you have to pass the ball.
Yeah.
You can't just shoot it yourself or make the tackle. You know, you have to pass. So it's a great team sport.
So we'll have to talk more volleyball here on Catholic Sports Weekly. I promise you that. One final thing I wanted to touch base with you. This group that you're involved with now, a lot of Catholic men are getting involved in it. Tell me what it is. Exodus?
Yes, it's the actual not-for-profit is called Those Catholic Men.
Okay.
And I'm one of the founding members on the board, and now I'm the board chairman. And we have a program called Exodus 90, and it's a program that men get into with a group of other 5 or 6 men, and you take a 90-day period that you change your life. And so it's been studied, and Father Brian Dorr actually started the program in a seminary. It's now out in the secular world to get us to free ourselves from the world and really focus on what's important in our life. And so that 90-day period is a period of reflection, getting away from all media. This is media here, so I guess we should.
Except for Catholic Sports Weekly.
Well, actually, what you can listen to is programs that are Catholic based or Christian based. So music, and so we can all listen to this during our 90-day period. But you know, one of the biggest things that we really try to do is just to separate yourself from the world and the computer and the internet and television, newspapers. The news, and it's been very freeing for me. I went through the program, I finished about 45 days ago, and I, you know, used to be watching the news every day, and how it would affect my life and my attitude and my thoughts. And this one, really, once I got through with the program, I've not gone back, so I don't really listen to that much news, the daily news, and it's amazing how freeing it is. And so we've already had 3,000 men nationwide go through the program. In 18 months, we've been doing the program. Our goal is 7,500 next year to the Catholic Bishops Conference in Orlando this past summer. Said we're the number one men's program bringing men back into the Catholic Church.
Wow.
And so the idea is that there's only 80% of the volunteers in the Catholic Church are women. And so men are not volunteering as much, and so we're trying to bring those men back to the Catholic Church in a way of not just going to church on Sundays or Saturdays. And so it's really taken on its life of its own. We're growing. We've got a lot of people involved in it, and we're really excited about the future of this program to help mentor young men. That's one thing about mentoring and coaching, and we all do that in sport. And so finding men that really want to spend time with young Catholic men and mentoring them and coaching and different things they can do is what we're all about. And so long term, I know a lot of people in the diocese, the Lafayette Diocese, we know about the Knights program, the young high school men that serve at the altar. We're going to be sponsoring that long term to take our Once You're Through the 90 Days program. Somebody in Colorado or California, we're going to give them a program to take the Knights to their parish and have them work and mentor young men.
Well, that sounds like a great topic for another show. We'll spend more time on that. Is there a quick website or a way people can get involved?
Yeah, if you just actually just Google Those Catholic Men, and you'll find it. And once you get to it, there's a lot of reading material on there. 60,000 people are reading our blog per month, as well as the Access program, and anybody can enroll in that. It's a very inexpensive program. You get a 3 or 4 or 5, 6 guys together, and you can go through it, and it'll change your life.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. For more information on them, CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Now, we can be heard on 3 FM stations now in Cloverdale, Indianapolis, 89.1, Noblesville, Indianapolis, 90.9, and now brand new, well, they've been there a little while, but we can still call them brand new, in Anderson, 98.3. It's my pleasure to welcome the head football coach at Roncalli, Coach Scott Marsh. Coach, thanks for joining us this week, and congratulations on your success. You're having just a little bit of fun this year, aren't you?
Oh, we're having a whole lot of fun, Will. Yeah, I mean, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Well, Roncalli, you beat Cecina, and we've had Ott earlier in the year, and that's a good football team that you guys just handled. You beat them 38-7. Your defense, if I'm right, scored 2 touchdowns, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, first time in 20 years of Roncalli that we've been lucky enough to do that. And you said it, to do it against an Ott Hurley team. Ott's someone that I've got the utmost respect and admiration for, and to do it against a team coached by him, that doesn't happen too often.
And you now have won 20 straight football games at Roncalli, dating back to last year, of course, when you ran the table, won 15 in a row to win the state championship, and then now 5-0 this season. And we were just talking about it. That's a school record now to win 20 straight, which to me, you would think, surely Roncalli's won more than 20 in a row. Well, that's a lot. That program is such tradition-rich that 20 in a row is now the school record. It's pretty impressive.
It's really neat. And, you know, like I said, it speaks to, you know, I think the strength of schedule that Ron Colley has had for, you know, many, many years. And, you know, we're certainly not afraid to play the best. And, you know, that gets you prepared for the playoffs, no question. But also at the same time, you're going to take a loss or two in there in the process. So, yeah, we've been very fortunate to be on this streak right now.
Now, you've been there 2 years. Last year, you were at the defensive coordinator under Bruce Cyphers, who we had also on this show earlier in the year. He was our very first guest here on Catholic Sports Weekly. He's now, of course, the executive director of the CYO. But I would imagine that had to be some tough shoes to step in, to step into those shoes of a Bruce Cyphers. That's pretty impressive. I mean, that's hard, I would think, isn't it, Coach?
Well, it's certainly big shoes to step into. There's no question. And you know what? The funny thing about it is that it really has not been hard in the slightest. And I think that's a credit to Coach Cyphers, number one. He's just such a great friend and mentor of mine, and you know, someone that I have on speed dial, and I still see very frequently. His son is still on our staff, and,
yep.
And a credit to our administration. You know, who's just really been very welcoming in bringing me on and very open also to some new ideas, because as much as I love Coach Cyphers and we had so many great things we were doing here, you know, you have to be yourself in these situations. You can't be someone that you're not. And they've very much allowed me to do that.
Yeah, well, and congratulations on your success so far. We're talking with Scott Marsh, who's the head football coach at Ron Colley. The Rebels off to a 5-0 start to start this year. And this week, you're hosting Brebeuf. So tell us a little bit. Give us a little scouting report on Brebeuf.
Well, Brebeuf is a big conference opponent of ours, so this is a very important conference game for us. Very aggressive physical defense. They always are. And big armed quarterback, and they've got some big size at receiver, and they like to throw the ball vertically. So anytime that you've got a quarterback with a big arm and some tall receivers that can go up and get it, you're an offensive threat immediately. And so we're going to have our hands full trying to make sure we can keep that under wraps as best as possible.
Yeah, and I know, like any coach, and I'm sure you are, you try to take care of what you do. And when you think Ron Colley, you think running the football. And you guys, that's what you've done for a long, long time as a program. But are you trying to throw some new wrinkles in that kind of the offense for the Rebels?
Yeah, absolutely we are. My nature is I'm a defensive coach at heart, so I've got a tremendous appreciation for running the football. But we're also very talented at all our skill spots this year, and we've got tremendous receivers, and our quarterback is just a fantastic athlete and a tremendous passer. So it's made us very multifaceted this year, and we were last year also. So it's allowed us to take what's there and not have to rely on any one facet too much. But we're still running the ball very effectively, which makes me very, very happy.
I know a lot of these, the Catholic schools, all of them, you make the faith aspect very much a daily dose for these kids.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that philosophy for you. How does it connect? How does the Catholic faith connect with the Ron Colley Rebels?
You know, I think in our program, I think it takes a few different forms. You know, I think first and foremost, you know, what we try to do with the kids, in one regard, is we try to make them very aware and very understanding of not just what it means to play football, because you can do that at 300 different schools in the state of Indiana, but what it means to play Catholic school football. And, the ideals that are different about us, because the faith is the backbone of what we do in the game. And making sure the kids understand that there just is a different set of expectations that come along with playing Catholic school football. And then even, to take it one step further, we do a lot of, a lot of basically history lessons with our kids of what it means to play Southside, Catholic mm-hmm. school football. So it takes that tact. And then also at the same time, it's just a daily reminder of what our mission is, what the mission statement of the school is, to live life according to the lessons of the Gospels. To live life according to, the patron of our school, St. John the 23rd. And those lessons that were taught by St. John the 23rd and those lessons that we find
you know, in the Gospels are really, you know, they play in so well in a team environment. You know, the concepts of love and service and compassion, and you know, it's just such a natural fit to teams. And we're really, really blessed this year to have a team that buys into, you know, to the concept of loving one another and being compassionate teammates with one another. And we're, you know, we push the concept of service with our team quite a bit. And we've got a team that is very much makes service and serving others, servant leadership, very much a priority of how they go about their daily lives. And you know, so we're just really lucky to have this group of kids. And it is, it's a constant, you know, educational platform for us. And it's going to make us, you know, a better team, and it's going to make everybody better people in the long run.
Ron Colley High School football coach Scott Marsh joins us this week on Catholic Sports Weekly, and that is a great concept, but it's hard to do that in athletics. I think some people may be listening to this and say, well, how do you walk that line? How do you, you know, because it's a vicious football is a vicious game. There's some things said probably that you regret later, and how do you, you know, bottle it all and make it work, make you know, stay on that path, the path that, you know, Jesus Christ laid out for us. How do you stay on that path and be the fiery, competitive coach and player that you need to be?
Well, you know, it is a fine line. It really is. And we do. We want those kids to play in a very physical, aggressive manner. You know, we preach that with these kids. Is we don't want them to, you know, to approach the game in any other way. But, you know, but we also talk about in the process, you know, we don't want to win, but we want to win with honor. You know, that was, we have a theme each week, and that was one of our themes a few weeks ago, was win with honor. What's that mean? You know, what form does that take? And you know, also at the same time, though, we need to be able to handle adversity. You know, the game teaches us so much adversity, and handling adversity is, you know, is a very Christian concept, I think, is being able to handle adversity effectively and do it in a fashion that isn't about you, but sees the greater picture of what's in play when those moments come up. And so, you know, you just have to, you have to point them out, you have to educate the kids, and it is, it's a very fine line, but it's also something that, you know, I think certainly in our setting, where we're at as a Catholic school, it's something that has to be reinforced daily. Mm-hmm. It really does, and you have to take the time to do so. And if you're not doing that, I think you're really kind of missing the big picture of what the essence of our program and our school is all about.
Ron Colley, Coach Scott Marsh, you said you're a St. Rock parishioner. You have four kids mm-hmm. that have gone through that school. And now you talk about Southside football. The feeders into Ron Colley, I mean, I think Nativity and probably Barnabas. Who are the feeders primarily through the CYO ranks?
We've got 10 parishes that feed in, and right now it's at four different programs: St. Barnabas, St. Jude, Nativity, five different programs. I'm sorry, okay. Johnson County. All the Johnson County schools have joined together into one program, and then we have St. Rock, St. Mark, Holy Name, and Central Catholic have joined together as one program also.
Okay. So that's always unique to me. It's always unique to me how those kids, they battle each other from the third grade all the way up through eighth grade, and then they become mm-hmm. teammates at Ron Colley. I would think it's a good thing, but also that you probably got to, you know, kind of ease some wounds a little bit when they get there their freshman year, right?
It's such a great, great thing, and it's so neat to even, you know, our theme a couple weeks ago, we had CYO night a couple weeks ago, so our theme throughout the whole week was, you know, embracing the concept of CYO and our players, you know, getting back to kind of what made the game fun when you were playing in CYO. And it was neat to hear all the, you know, kind of trash talk that week between the kids. It's a really neat, you know, because what makes it unique in our setting versus the public school setting is that in many cases in the public school, these kids are going to a new school where they're going to be together in the sixth grade nowadays, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in our parishes, in our schools, they're, it's all the way, you know, high school is the first time really where they're in the same environment together and playing on the same team. So that's unique. You know, it really is. It's a neat, neat deal.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it well, and it's been a lot of fun to watch, and just keep it going. I know Brebeuf is one of our schools, too, that we follow, and so it's always good to see the two Catholic schools go after it on Friday night, and that's always that in itself is another rivalry, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's so, you know, Catholic school football is just such a neat neat thing, and those rivalries are so you know, so different, so unique to any other rivalries that I've ever experienced as a coach, and it makes them really, really special. You have just such a tremendous amount of respect for the opponent on the other side because you know that they're doing it, you know, in the same faith-filled environment like you are. And it just makes it extra special. It really does.
All right. Well, Coach Scott Marsh of the Roncalli Rebels, 5-0 this year. They've won 20 straight, and they host Rebuff this Friday night. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it was an honor.
All right. That's Scott Marsh. We're going to take a break. We'll wrap up this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this quick timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and proud again to bring it to you each and every week. If you have ideas for the show, maybe there's a mentor of yours that says, hey, Will, you need to talk to this person, hit me with an email. It's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Will at CatholicRadioIndy.org. This show underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. Again, a special thank you to our guest, Fred McLean. We had Northside and Southside represented on this show today. Fred McLean, who's a parishioner at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and he's a good man who's got some really neat ideas on how to get Catholic men involved, not only in their faith, but maybe taking a step in their own personal lives to grow closer to Christ, but also maybe get in better shape and be a better dad or be a better husband. That's a neat program for what Fred's doing. And, of course, Scott Marsh, the head football coach at Roncalli. They have a big game this weekend. They take on Rebuff. That game is at Roncalli. I wish everybody the very best on the high school field of action this weekend, whether it's football or soccer or perhaps we're getting into volleyball and all that stuff. So I appreciate all the local coaches and athletes for doing what they do. And we do appreciate you listening. We'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.